And I think that just, that flipped this switch in me where I was like, okay, fuck you, watch this.
Wait a minute, get it how you live it. 10 toes in when we standing on business. I'm a big stepper, underground methods. Top notch hoes, get the most, not the lizard. Straight terror, product of your errors. Pushing culture, baby, got that product you can measure. Trendsetter, the one who get the weather. Swerving while I'm bumping, Project Petra. Yeah, rolling through the city with the big dogs. Fuck the laws, lawyer with me, we ain't got a cow. Zelly on silent with the product in the pillar loud. That's how you make the money pop for everyone involved. And if you don't deserve a cut, then we gon' cut them off. My barber got me looking proper every single time. Fresh fit, getting fitted on that top grade. No, you ain't walking out alive, smoking what we on. And you know I got it poured for the ones who gone. R.I.P. is in your memory, we carry on. When I die, they will not bury me, not what I want. Burn my body, pour my ashes in the river, y'all. That's how we know ain't that the flow about to carry on. See, immortality's a fallacy, I prove them wrong. The Southern family gon' carry me the way beyond. Anything you've ever known, anything you've done. They ask me how you get like this, how you live like this. Why you worry about it, get up on my dick. Get up out of it, what you think this is? We ain't worried about it, why she scared the whip? They ask me how you get like this, how you live like this. Why you worry about it, get up on my
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Jim and Them episode 827, part two. My name is Mike Steele, and I am absolutely thrilled to be in a room with the only superhero duo that I care about right now. That is, of course, Mr. Jeff Murphy.
Yes, yes, we're here. It's July. Of course, you know what that means. The Olympics. The Olympics are here. Woo! Finally, they made sports for gay nerds. We got sports for losers. We got soccer and whatever else is at the Olympics. And it's in France. Wow. Speaking of France, I figured out the hack to cheating, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh, what is it?
You just cheat with a F to M. Can't break guy code. He's going to tell you you're cheating. I don't think so. F to M's can't break guy code. Go get your little Tranalana ding dong tonight. Thank you. Back to you, Mike. Do you know what an F to M is?
No, that's what I'm trying to figure
female
out.
Female to male.
Oh.
Can't break guy. You don't even have a dick and you're going to break guy code? I don't think so.
Sorry, dude. I misunderstood.
Well, you better. It's not my job to educate you.
That's
I know
fair.
That I've been pretty woke lately on there, but you should do the. You should read the literature.
All right. You know what? You're right.
It's
Thank
on
you.
My cock pussy.
And the other the other hero in the room, Mr. Jim Scampoli.
Yo. Thank you so much for that fine intro. Did you guys see the new the Kurt Cobain deepfake guy?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It made me laugh.
It's so funny. It's such a funny. I mean, I guess it's a bit. I mean, I wasn't sure. I don't know if they started off that into it or not. Hold on. Where did I have it? I know I had it up here somewhere. One second.
Yeah, I don't know anything about deepfakes or AI stuff that we don't watch on the show. If it's not here, then I've never seen it.
It's big Corey. Are I being big Kurt? I love how the seamlessly goes into the song too.
Oh, I don't think I even made it that far. Like, I was just laughing at the audacity.
Well,
it's awesome.
It says AI and deepfake. Which one is it? I thought the deepfake meant like it was like a face on another, like,
well,
on
no,
a human.
It's like the AI equivalent of, we always go back to the Yachty clip. You can like slap a guy.
Yeah, it's like,
or like,
it's kinda
isn't
like
this
a
like
filter.
A VTuber? It's basically almost, like,
yeah,
that?
It's like a VTuber, like a filter, like a face track.
Yeah.
So, or like kind of how, you know, the fake Tom Cruise. Like that's
okay.
Kind that's a deep fake, but it's also AI okay, doing it.
The name is Kurt Cobain Nirvana.
I got a phone in heaven. It's iPhone. iPhone. It's nice, isn't it?
It's a harsh Eastern
iPhone
accent.
Pro Max. I got my phone in heaven. It works. even in heaven.
You know what? I want them to tear down the wall for Kurt Cobain.
I love that he's not attempting to do like an impression or anything like that.
I've got the iPhone. It's me, Kurt Cobain, Nirvana.
And his bit is, yeah, just Kurt Cobain in heaven with an iPhone. Because, you
like,
know,
they cut to the songs and it's just the songs playing, too. He acts like he's playing songs.
Which, oh, like the Nirvana songs?
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be like,
all right, in spirit, what baby, too?
I only saw him talking about his iPhone.
Maybe I saw a different
thing. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice, isn't it? iPhone. Right? iPhone 12, 12 Max.
That's not that new.
Yeah, God.
In heaven it is. Heaven's a few generations behind.
Yeah, I mean, we got to give him some leeway. He's Kurt Cobain. He's from the 90s.
Heaven's a third world country.
Jesus. It's nice. iPhone. Yeah. Do you all use these kinds of, you know, like, smartphones?
Yes, smartphone.
So is it a guy wearing a wig and only the face is fake?
It might be.
Because the interaction with the hand and the hair looked too real to
be
fake.
I think the shirt and the hair are real.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's either wearing a wig, maybe just has long hair. Because it always does help if you have, like, a little bit of the foundation of the person. Like the Tom Cruise guy.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't look like Tom Cruise, but he's got the hair already. Sure. And, you know, he can wear like a suit or whatever.
I loved it. I love this iPhone. Good design.
Just an insane voice.
Yeah, here we go. Fuck. It's not that
I didn't even. Yeah, I don't think I saw the one with the.
Yeah, but he's not singing. It just cuts to the song clearly playing.
Like a full band.
I'm happy to meet you.
Let me see. Find more Kurt Cobain. I can't remember if I retweeted it. But it did make me laugh.
Heavy accent. Oh, I like Kurt Cobain if he was like his regular age.
He looks
now.
Like CM Punk.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe AI, not deepfake.
Oh, yeah.
We're past deepfakes now. We just call everything AI.
Yeah, literally everything.
Oh, now it's like the AI. If Nirvana did this
maybe
song.
Maybe latest.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I saw it on the timeline, but.
Yeah,
oh,
sure. Well, Beck maybe I'd have to go. Actually, you know what? Let me just look up that guy's TikTok. He must have more videos on there.
Yeah, because the Annalie is not him, but I don't know what it is. Oh, it's Kurt Cobain Nirvana.
Yeah, is it? Yeah, what's it say? Kurt Cobain. Yeah, it's Kurt Cobain Nirvana, something or other.
Something like that. That's good.
Maybe if you click in the actual tweet, some of the replies are more of
no,
them?
People will never share. Oh, maybe. I thought you were going to say if they linked it or something.
That's the good stuff. Hold on, go back.
TikTok's a world I just
yeah, it smells like Teen Spirit.
That's, I mean, but it's essential. It's the same as Finsta Reels.
Finsta. That's some
All right, see,
he took a live version.
This is the stuff that's more insulting to me because he's doing the deep fake as well, but he's just like lip syncing to, sing, yeah. to the track. Trailer?
When he looks nervous.
Looks like a fine take on the trend. I only saw one trailer, though.
I think we watched, unless that's a different AI movie you're referring to, Ace.
Then this is sped up. Unless it's a live version?
It's like a live version, yeah. He's trying to cover it up. This is great, though.
Yeah, Kurt Cobain gets to live again. AI rocks.
Yeah, this is way better than the VR or like, yeah, remember that VR Tupac or whatever?
Oh, hologram Tupac.
Hologram
yeah.
Came and went. They tried to do it for one election cycle.
Wow. What is big
good evening.
Yeah, no, see, what the fuck?
Does he not know the words to any of the songs?
He's Swedish. That's how I remember Kurt. Always smiling.
Come on, do some more iPhone commercials.
Going live Friday or Saturday night.
That's what Jim's mad about.
Stay tuned.
All right, yeah. A lot of these are just advertisements for his lives. But yeah, are all the other ones? Yeah, Live in Heaven 2024. Live. All the other ones are songs, apparently.
Live in Heaven. Dude, Kurt Cobain's in hell.
What? Yeah, he killed himself. Of course he went to hell. Yeah.
He's in the forest returning into trees.
Well, no, I thought killing yourself, you went to purgatory.
It depends.
No, I think you go... Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on your deeds. You'd have to ask the Catholic. I actually don't know. I know that you go to a suicide forest in, like, Dante.
Well, you take your mortal sins and you multiply them by your menial sins.
Okay. Even if you kill yourself? I thought all that goes out the window and mortal you're, just, sin you're killing stuck yourself? In purgatory regardless.
No, I thought when you kill yourself, you just go directly to hell. Like, I don't think you even get a shot at purgatory.
I think you do go to hell, I'm pretty sure. And mine, you go to hell.
Because that's going against original sin, I think.
It's murder, so it's like...
It's murder!
It's murder! It's the beginning of the video. Yeah, because in like Pentecostal or whatever I am, it's just, you go...
Stop trying to get me to call a fucking suicide hotline.
Did the church make up purgatory? Good question to ask
the
church.
Let's see what Cora says.
one of the autofills.
Oh, limbo.
Yeah, that's that purgatory and limbo. Aren't they the same thing?
I don't know. So this one says you're mixing up purgatory and limbo, neither one of which are nothingness for eternity.
Oh, I thought they were both the same thing.
Purgatory means you get your flaws worked on until the second coming. Then you go to heaven.
Oh, limbo's where the unbaptized babies are.
Oh, limbo's the antechamber to hell, where the virtuous pagans and unbaptized babies go. It's a quiet place with an eternal cloudy sky. This sounds nice.
Yeah.
Inhabited by peaceful, thoughtful guys like Socrates.
What's he basing this off of?
Yeah.
Kurt Cobain came down to talk to him about it.
Like, I don't remember any of the like specifics. It's like there's clouds. It's nice.
When I was
in the Divine
this question,
Comedy, the suicides are turned into trees. They can only speak when a twig is taken from them and bloody sap comes out.
Hmm. Yeah,
I'm sorry. What were you saying, Mike?
When I was looking this up on Google, it auto corrected to. Do you go to hell if you kill in self-defense?
I like this guy. There is no God. There is no afterlife.
Yeah, don't
Who's
answer
than that
the
guy?
Core question about hell if you don't believe in it. Like, we know what you think. We already know that there's no soul. There's only science. Science is God. What do Catholics say, though?
I think limbo might be the Catholic one because we don't have purgatory
I don't think we've
or
ever
limbo.
I've never heard them mention limbo before.
But I thought unbaptized babies went to purgatory. I didn't know they went to hell. Or do they go to hell? I thought they go to purgatory.
This is some fucking take me to church shit for you guys. Patreon.com/JimandThem.
I'm gay by a lake.
Okay, what the church teaches, anyone who commits a mortal sin and does not repent before death goes to hell. Mortal sin requires three conditions. Okay. Grave matter, full knowledge of the gravity of the actions, and full and free consent to the action.
So it's all three easily because you're like, I want to kill myself. I'm going to kill.
A grave matter only counts is the only thing that counts for suicide, though.
That's no, because it's
that's what they're saying.
He says, all we can say for certain is suicide constitutes grave matter. Given the fact that people who take their own lives often are very ill or under psychological stress... This is the new Catholic Church, though, Catholic.com.
Oh, yeah.
Only some, can impede their knowledge and consent, making their actions tragic but not mortally sinful. Only someone who freely chooses to commit suicide with full knowledge of the gravity of the sinfulness would commit mortal sin by his suicide. Between unconsciousness and final death, God might offer the person one final chance to repent.
This is
a little.
You know, taking some liberties here. You know,
it
would be a great answer to this question. If I commit suicide, will I go to hell? Yes. Like, because apparently they're like, maybe you won't. They're
yeah,
like,
no, but back
kill
in,
yourself and see what's up.
Yeah, if you went into the church in 1955 and said, if I commit suicide, will I go to hell? They'd say, absolutely, you would burn in hell forever.
Yeah,
they wouldn't.
This
is some woke-ass Catholic
shit. This is crazy because it does a definitive no at the beginning, and then it's like, I mean, you are committing a grave sin, which it does say, we'll send you to hell, but the other two...
This is the woke mind virus infecting the Catholic
Catholicism,
Church.
Yeah.
What if you shoot yourself in the head and the bullet goes through your head and kills someone?
Oh, double grave.
Well, Do you die before the person dies?
I think you do.
I think if you die before you kill someone, it's not a murder.
Yeah, that's how you murder someone.
Yeah.
You walk up to them and put your head right next to their heart and then shoot yourself in the head.
You know, that's a great question. I don't think even a court of law would be able to get you on that one.
I mean, you'd be dead.
Scot-free.
You would be dead.
I'd be scot-free chilling in heaven while the guy I killed would be down in hell with
Kurt
Cobain.
Hello, I'm Mike. I have iPhone.
Hello, Mike. It's Kurt. Welcome.
Everyone turns into Eastern Europeans when they move.
We're all Swedish.
Who's on the line? Caller?
God? Limbo?
Omamna.
Obamna.
Omamna.
Omamna.
Dude, what if you were having sex and during sex, like she was like moaning and then she was like, Omamna.
I would be like, and I'd nut like Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
More come.
I don't know about that one, Tim.
Sorry, caller. I can't hear you.
Oh, my God.
But no, going back to what you're saying, that would be a fucking kick-ass Columbo episode.
Yeah, that's a sick.
Where they're like, oh, this was a murder-suicide. And then Columbo had to be like, nah. Suicide murder.
Yeah.
Oh, one more
which
thing.
Which doesn't count as a murder.
Oh, one more thing. What do they call it? Priest.
One more thing.
One more thing, Father.
Your holiness.
Father.
Yeah.
If I commit suicide, will I go to hell? Is this true?
Now, what if the bullet went right through my head and killed the man that I wanted dead? What about that? Yeah. And then the father's like, dumb. Oh, yeah. He's pulling his fucking
catches on fire like Hereditary.
But you'd still, I mean, you still would go to hell, though, because you committed suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the other ones
small
wouldn't cost
to pay.
Yeah.
For a scot-free murder.
I mean, you could just live and not go to hell.
Yeah.
All right, if that's really worth it, dude.
You could just murder a guy and go on the run. But you're like, fuck it, I'm going straight to hell. Oh, yeah, I can't do prison.
Yeah, what if I just murder a guy and then live forever?
That's true. You could.
I mean,
that.
That's the idea, yeah. Usually.
I guess that's what I
do. Well, I don't know why you would live forever. Do you have some sort of, like, magic knife?
I just simply choose not to die.
Okay. Yeah.
I choose to live forever.
One thing, Your Holiness, no murder took place here.
Murder? What murder? He was a good guy.
This man committed suicide before the bullet killed the other man.
Murder.
So, yeah, what would they constitute that other death then? Maybe that's also a suicide.
Only
that person
if he also goes to
hell.
That guy goes to that cloudy place with all the dead babies and
limbo?
Socrates.
Yeah, no, he goes to limbo.
Only if he's a virtuous pagan.
Or Socrates.
Or Socrates. All sorts of cool guys are there. It's like said in the answer. Like a bunch of great guys are there, Socrates.
Yeah, I kind
of
want to go
like,
there.
I don't know if you could claim that,
it's
even if you believe in limbo.
Overcast and all sorts of like
didn't
great
Socrates
thinkers.
Fuck boys like everyone in Greece?
Socrates? Nah.
Do suicides go to hell?
Not the Socrates I know.
I love even like Catholicism mod team has to be like, please know you're loved by us in God, and these are the numbers to call if you're thinking about suicide. It's like, no, I just have a question. I just want to know if suicides go to hell.
God won't answer me, so now I need you to answer me, our Catholicism.
Oh, I guess, hold on. Reading the actual post, they are like, I'm not in a good place right now, and I haven't been for a while.
But I just don't want to go to hell.
Yeah, so right now, you'd probably be fine. You'd go to heaven.
I don't want to be alive, but I don't want
to
be in hell.
Right now, the only answer is to end it all, but I'm afraid I'll go to hell. I want nothing more than to be reunited with my loved ones in heaven. And to be in heaven with the people I love here on earth one day. Do suicides go to hell? You should be like, yes, you do. Don't do that. Suicide's a mortal sin, which you wouldn't be able to repent of. It's ultimately up to God, but it'd be a very bad thing
to
do.
That's always the cop-out. It's ultimately up to God. When has God ever helped anyone out?
Well,
it's like you broke the rules.
But get rich, die trolling has a point. Suicide could be a mortal sin. We don't know for sure.
Yeah.
I like that there's still Reddit nerds arguing about like the lore of Catholicism the same way you would argue about like the lore of Elden Rings.
Yeah.
You know, they had to throw this stuff in there, though, too, also just for like church-going parents whose kids killed themselves because they're like, I can't even go to church. My kid's in hell because he committed suicide. And they'd be like, well, actually, there need to be the three tenets of hell going is a grave sin and a mortal sin and a blah, blah, blah.
And he did what again? Oh, yeah, no, checked them all off the list. Burning in hell.
I mean,
next.
If
you're in the line for the cookie called? The, or the cracker? Jim, help me out here. What's the cracker?
It's shit,
the Eucharist. What are you
Eucharist,
talking about?
Yeah, there you go. That's what I was asking.
If Adam's song made him do it, he doesn't go to hell.
Oh, yeah, very true.
Because Adam's song made him do it.
I'm in hell.
Who's on the line?
Oh, maybe it does.
Nah, it's everybody but us.
Who is on the line? This is my old number.
Holy shit. What the hell? Are you dead and in hell?
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Someone's trying to get us.
Jim, is this like when you were leaving that theater and you realize you're the only one?
They're sounds like footsteps.
They're gonna get us. Or hold on, is my shit not working? Although we had a caller earlier, we could kind of hear, but they were breaking up, right?
But that was on them, just like this.
What did Mike kick?
I didn't kick nothing.
Let's see.
Call says from inside the house. Thanks.
It's nice. Oh, yeah, nice.
I'm just going to do the running, man.
Hello.
I know it works.
Hey, it's me. I'm Jim. I'm going to talk on my phone instead of you guys.
This is a good episode.
I like this. This is a good idea.
All right,
I'm in limbo.
On three.
There's a bunch of babies here. They're naked. Oh, no. Now I'm going to hell because I saw a naked baby.
Oh, no. Oh. That is a mortal sin.
Jim, now that you're in hell, are you gay?
Yeah, give me the dick. Yum, yum. Yum, yum, dick, dick, dick.
Is Plato down there with you?
Jim, we're going to merge the calls.
Yeah, he's sucking my dick and eating my ass.
Yeah, oh, shit, we lost him.
Hello, who's on the line?
Oh, there we go. Who's on the line?
Obama.
What's up?
What up?
Well, if these fuckers don't know how to call in, you fucking need to call in. It's 701-214-5941. The best number, the greatest number.
Yes.
Call it in.
Absolutely.
What's wrong with these people? They don't know how to call in.
Is this DT Death Lord?
It was Donald Trump, Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, shit. You found me out. All right. I did. I found a bit. I found a hook I want to talk about. I went and took my son, and we saw Twisters yesterday, dude.
Fuck yeah. Twisters
hell
rules.
Yeah.
But you know what? She looks just like Helen Hunt, and they dress her just like it, and I don't care. And the other guy looks like the other guy and the other guy and the thing, but they do a different thing with the story.
I don't think she looks like Helen Hunt at all.
But it still looks, and it's like the old movie.
No, they dress her like Ellie
Sattler. My recommendation, Mike, you know what? I hope I'm not stealing it from you, but my recommendation is Twisters.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it was last
week.
Well,
she does rock the tank top like Helen Hunt does.
But I think she's dressed like Ellie Sattler. Yeah,
they're doing the tank top like Helen Hunt. I'm looking at my son, and he's only 9 years old. He doesn't know the fucking difference. And I'm like, hey, it looks like, and he's like, yeah, no, what? Where's the tornado? I'm like, oh, there'll be another tornado.
It's called a Twister. You should have corrected him.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, we only bought one popcorn bucket, so I didn't do the, you know, hole underneath.
And all right.
I didn't teach him that.
Why not?
Why not? Just, you know, it's too soon. Too soon, Mike.
All
God
right.
Damn
all
it.
Right. What all right. Fair fuck? Enough. You know what? I'm not a father. Don't let me backseat parent. You teach your kid how to suck your own dick however you want at your own speed.
Well, you know what? I just like got caught up on on the Freetard and the what do you call it?
Oh, he just came.
I'm podcast scum. Right. I got caught up on the podcast scum. I'm not even a Freetard. I'm just a podcast scum.
All right.
Thanks for the
call, DB. But I was mowing the lawn, and we were just having a fun week. It was my vacation week, my birthday week, and I had
happy birthday
work. And I'm like, you know what? I'll call in. You guys can make fun of me. I don't give a shit. I've been fucking, you know, rocking it like a true, real American.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go rip my shirt off and shoot Trump in the air. But you guys tell these other guys, you know, come on, call in, give us something.
Okay, we right. will. We'll tell them.
Happy birthday, DB. Have a good one, man.
Later, DT. Death
yeah.
Lord.
It was awesome. I went to a retro arcade.
Okay.
$15, and you could just play all the old school games you wanted to play. It was great. I was doing Cruising USA with my son. I'm beating the shit out of him. He's like, how do you, why are you winning? I'm like, I've been playing this since 1996, dude.
You waited until 1996 to play Cruise in USA?
Ooh. No, he's been playing it since 19. That's
well,
why
that's
he's so
when
good
I
at
got it,
it
on the Nintendo 64, Mike.
Ooh.
All right.
You
thanks,
were being a little brat.
DB Deathlord. Have a good
I'm
one.
I'm a Nintendo DB Nintendo Lord, too. My wife keeps changing my name up. She'll be like, oh, DB Shitlord or DB Pisslord.
No good.
Or,
have a
know.
Good one.
So she likes to put a no, little spin on it.
Yeah, like what else? Yeah. Like no, a twister.
Thanks, man. Have a good
later,
one.
Dude.
What else?
Yeah, she likes to put a little hock tour on it.
Yeah. Have a good one, man.
Yeah, what else does she do?
All right, I'm going to kill myself.
Okay.
I'm gay.
You don't can't do that. You'll go to hell.
Yeah, stay on the line.
I'm going to kill myself. I'm gay.
Stay on the line.
Later, but, man.
Well, it sounds like you really enjoyed it. Twisted Tees. Twister. Yeah.
Instead of Corey videos, you should just cut that and put that on YouTube.
Yeah, no, that'd be good.
Dialed is unallocated.
Ooh, someone's spoofing numbers and calling us.
Spoofing?
Someone's spoofing.
Well, who would
they,
know the
they
old
knew
number?
Your number?
Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen did it? He's the master spoofsman.
Yeah. I bet it was Scarecrow.
Is yeah, Liam Neeson the level of spoofsman? That's fucking Quora.
DB Deathlord?
Hey, Quora. Is Leslie Nielsen as
are
good as
here?
DB Deathlord? Or TB Shitlord? Or get out of my house? What does his wife call him?
He was pretending to be Donald Trump, so I called him DT Deathlord.
Yeah.
And he didn't understand, and he's like, you got it. It's me, DB Deathlord.
This sounds like vaporwave.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed
as dialed. Looks like there's an extra one.
Oh, it adds a one, yeah. I think. All right, hold on.
I like this. Soothing.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Sounds like one of those like interstitials between Beck songs.
Yeah.
Hello. We can help you find another business in the area. Since the number you called is not in service.
That's my old high school number. I was trying to see if someone would pick up.
Huh.
Anyways.
I like the sound of the keyboard, so if you want to keep doing that, we just make songs on that.
But yeah, someone had my old... someone called from my old VoIP number from when I moved to Vegas.
Weird.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the fiend.
Maybe it's a ghost. It could be my dead parents.
Maybe it was Kurt Cobain calling from heaven.
Yeah. No, I think it was my dead dad being like, iPhone. Do you like iPhone?
Jim, I'm up here with the Kurt Cobain. I miss you.
I'm in the world. Help, I'm in the world.
Here we are now.
I'm in the world on the iPhone. iPhone 12 Pro.
Yeah, it's like a weird, like a creepy story where your parents are back all of a sudden, but they have Eastern European accents. You're like, how are you here? It's okay, we brought iPhone.
That'd be a horror movie.
That's what I mean. Like it's like a like a creep show.
Tales
episode.
From the Crypt.
Yeah, Tales from the Creep Show. Tales from the DB Shit Show. Well, it's basically I was drunk driving with my son, and we saw Twisted Tease. On the dashboard, and now we're here. 1996, baby.
1990, piss.
Well, I got, here's the edit. The.
Dude, don't be giving people any ideas.
Here's the edit.
Here's the come edit. Come. I'm coming. Oh, I just came. Oh, my come.
What other edits do you like in the comments?
Did you see the guy that stole an old man's phone and then he got blasted by a bus?
Yeah.
Whoa, what?
Yeah. Oh, did you also look up Bowling for Compton, too. It's real quick.
Well, let me pull this up first. Yeah, because there's like a long buildup here. But it's what they like to call instant karma. I wonder if this means you would go to hell or would you go to limbo?
I think he was on a plane and he was yelling at his friend. Moments earlier.
Yes.
And he simply took a step backwards.
Okay, this is interesting. Yeah, I think I have a theory with this, but let's let it play.
Yeah, it's not this fucking bus.
This bus tragedy cook.
Tragedy or justice? Bus justice?
This is, yeah, this is bus God's justice.
Bus just, yeah, bus just.
Bus just. Yeah, just just.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So this old guy's just on his phone. I mean, I assume this is some other country.
Yeah, it's Mexico.
And a dude just snatches it out of his hand. Well, you can kind of see. So you can see, like, the future here, like, up in this corner.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You can
see. Oh, that's awesome. I didn't even see it. Yeah.
So in the right-hand corner of this angle, you see that there's already a bus, like, on the way.
It's like long legs. You should have been looking up in the corner.
So he takes the phone and runs. But then we have another angle.
Holy shit. Oh, my God.
There he is right there, I think, walking. Oh, there he
there
goes.
Oh, whoa, shit.
Just like the trailer for Smile 2, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Wait, that's a Smile 2 thing? There's a Smile 2?
There's a guy like running after someone and just gets fucking destroyed by a truck.
Yeah, that's awesome. Rocked by a truck.
Yeah, my theory with this, going back to what we were talking about, I think he had instant remorse and he was like, I can't live like this. I'm going to kill myself. He took the phone. He's like, who am I anymore?
I think he missed Kurt Cobain so much that he wanted to go up and see him.
Well, he saw Kurt Cobain was on the iPhone.
He's like, he tried to bring him an iPhone 14.
The guy was watching the live stream. He's like, holy fuck, it's Kurt Cobain.
I think he just purposely jumped in front of the bus to bring him a brand new iPhone. Or maybe that's how he got the iPhone. That's the prequel.
Maybe it was a runaway bus and he was like trying to Spider-Man and he's like, stop the bus! Or yeah, it was awesome. Bowling for Compton's kind of same vibes too.
Oh no, what's Bowling for Compton?
It's just a quick video.
It's on WorldStar?
It's on YouTube.
It's got on YouTube?
Yeah. Yeah, it's on YouTube. It can't be that bad. It's not that bad.
Have you seen the tutorials of girls breastfeeding and that's how they can get past the algorithm and show
their
tits?
Yeah, the first one that says ham.
I saw some. Yeah, I saw there was like a headline, yeah, about how there was some new scam they were doing or something like that. They have to crack down on that, I'd imagine, right?
Yeah, immediately. Yeah. Okay, Bowling for Compton. Get ready.
Strike to claim it. A strike to claim it.
Oh shit! I've seen this video actually. I didn't. I haven't seen this edit of it. But
who am I? I am,
dude. That made me like that. That presented a visceral reaction from me. Jesus!
It's the classic clip.
Strike to claim it. A strike to claim it.
Ooh. It's wild that, like, people's shoes go flying off when shit happens.
Oh, yeah. The two other guys end up over by the stop sign or whatever. Everyone's okay. I just like that's the classic bowling clip.
I don't know the clip. Christ.
You don't know the who are you, I am? Or
no,
what?
No, I don't know that.
Oh, I have no idea.
Whoever you are, I am. That's worth seeing on its own. It's just a bowling guy freaking out. Whoever you think you are.
So is this a situation where like the ops caught them lacking?
I don't think so. I think they're just doing 45.
Just someone speeding down the street and they thought they saw some chiclets and golf balls in the dark.
Oh, yeah. Your vape falls by under the gas pedal.
Well, have you ever noticed?
No, what I'm saying is they just saw some floating golf balls. Oh, yeah.
Ghosts. There's ghosts in those Air Force Ones.
Someone thought that Pac-Man had just rolled through and there's just a bunch of floating eyeballs. And
maybe they're running from the smile guy. Oh, shit. He's on us.
Oh,
bang.
Shit. Smile too.
It is wild, dude. It is wild when people can go flying. Because most times if I've seen videos or whatever of someone getting hit by a car, it's like less extreme than you would expect when you hear about someone getting hit
every
by a car.
Every now and then.
Because usually it's someone not going that fast and someone either gets like bonked.
They like roll up.
Or maybe they'll, roll up on
the hood
or something.
That's the fastest I've ever seen someone get hit by a car in my life.
Yeah, two guys end up by the stoplight. But everyone's okay.
They're okay.
That's what I heard. Everyone walked away.
They moved to a farm. They live out on a farm right now.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
They get lots of sunlight and a lot of hills to climb and run.
Everything worked out.
They work on a farm. The hit knocked them back in time before while slavery was happening. So they're in that movie. What was that movie where it's like, I'm back in time.
There was
a
few of those. There's a couple of those.
Army of Darkness.
No. Okay.
Who was it? Was it Speed who jumped over a car this week?
Oh, did he?
Or was it? Yeah, it must have been.
Was it
Speed,
Kai Snyder,
right?
Or I Show Speed? I don't know.
I did see they did a Chained Together stream playing the game Chained Together.
I don't know.
And people are like, they got us in chains again because these are two black streamers.
They're in dresses and chains fuck people up.
Was it? Although, I mean, I assume it's fake. But maybe he jumped over a car.
Is he that dickhead that's growling like a dog all the time?
Yeah.
That guy sucks.
I did see because he was in like Europe somewhere?
Yeah. And
he did whoever moves first is gay to a baby, and the baby moved and he screamed.
Oh, God.
Like he was screaming, just reacting to his Twitch, like, or his stream, like he always does, but it made the baby cry, and everyone was like, you fucking dick.
This guy sucks. I fucking can't stand this guy.
This guy's giving the people what they
want.
Are
y'all about to jump over my Ronaldo Cole? First person in the world. Come on.
Whoops.
Are y'all about to jump over my Ronaldo Cole?
Jesus.
It just cuts to that video of five people getting splatted.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump over the
jump over my Ronaldo Cole? First person in the world. Come on.
That's fake.
So, best person in the world. Everybody like, subscribe, and follow me.
Is there a reason he'd be able to jump that high?
Well, because
he's got ups.
Because the problem isn't, it's not hard to jump over a car. It's hard to time that without dying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the faster it goes, the easier it is, but then the more impossible it is to time.
Well, he did show speed. Huh?
Yeah.
Bugs?
I mean, it's clearly fake, but also this guy sucks.
I don't know if it looks really good, but like, yeah, I would assume it's fake just because it's like, are you going to risk dying? Although, and plus, I think he recently did the thing on 4th of July with Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
Where they faked that they like burnt his room down with fireworks.
Oh, was that him?
I think so.
I thought he burned his room down. Well,
no, everyone found out. Everyone pointed out it didn't quite look like his room. And then Mr. Beast, like, they made
showed
a thing.
That was his claim to fame, though. Like, are you talking years ago?
Oh, no.
Because
he did, I think it's him.
He had fireworks in his room and, like, burned up the room.
Well,
no, a month ago. They did a recent one.
Yeah, they made a fake version of his room.
It was a bigger fire than that. I know the one you're talking about. But, no, this was, like, a full-on, like, thousands of fireworks in a room, and like they supposedly his brother like or his cousin or something lit him off when he didn't want him to, and they had to run out of the room or something.
Well, I personally see no problem with a young, strong black man hooting and hollering and jumping around and screeching like a monkey.
I mean, I respect the come on, you're going too far.
That's literally what he does. No, not with him. That's
he growled like a dog.
No.
Yeah. Come on. Now, I respect the hustle. I mean, it's not a thing I'm into, but these guys, they stream like
he paid.
One, you don't believe what you're saying, too.
I kind of do, though.
What you're saying is nonsense because this isn't like respect the hustle type thing.
Well, it's just, what it is, and I can't blame this on them. What it is how you have to constantly get attention.
Mm.
So anything you can, you have to get, like, you have to top your thing or
whatever.
But
that's not worth respecting, in my opinion.
I only respect it because, like, I mean, yeah, it's like a shitty version of that, but it's not that different than any other performer. You always have to do something to keep yourself in the conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be worse. It could be Boogie, like, lying about cancer or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, stuff like that.
Yeah, or Mr. Beast's friend. You see the way
I kind of lump all that stuff together. Oh, yeah. Didn't Mr. Beast's friend, like, he was, like, talking to
she.
Well, it was another Dr. Disrespect type situation.
Like, in a Discord with, like, underage kids or something?
Yeah,
it was
like
the trans one?
Yes, yeah. I didn't read the specifics, but, yeah, it was sexual jokes, but also met up with the kids somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, because in some respects, it could almost be, like, Jim and them were making jokes to Gordon when he was 14.
Sure,
you know what I mean?
They had Gordon's cum from when he was 17 years old.
I'm a lady. you're gay. I'm a lady.
But in other, well, in other respects, it is just like meeting up in a camper in the woods or something.
Sure.
And like it is, I was asking Jake this cause I was like, is pedo becoming like the new racism? Like, cause you know, usually it'd be like, you fucking racist. Like, look what we dug up from your past. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, you fucking pedo. Look who you're talking to.
Look, yeah. Piece of shit. Look what 17-year-old listener of your show you invited into your home.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, and, that the trickle effect is that happening to him. Now they're pulling up beast clips from when he's like 14. All of a sudden,
I did. Yes, I have.
Well,
one
but that's
of those,
always
I think.
Been his thing, right? Is that his YouTube was just him being in a room, just being a fucking nobody.
I
yeah,
don't know, but
also
like,
just making more edgier jokes that I didn't realize that he kind of did.
Like, yeah, I had no idea.
He was talking
stuff.
About like it, which is so weird because Bad Baby doesn't feel like it was that long ago. But he's like a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, would you put your dick in her? But this was when she was, what, 14 at the time when mm-hmm. she was first on the scene?
How?
And we all said we would.
We all agreed.
Mm-hmm.
We all made a pact. We all made a death pact.
You know, the great thing, though, about Mr. Beast is, like, he's in the perfect position for this to not hurt him at all because so many people already dislike him for no reason anyway.
He's got a lot of brands.
That there's no... There's no way that something like this is actually going to really affect anything.
Well, there's a couple. It could.
He said like the N-word.
Would be
like
he's close to, in the respect that he's too big to fail. In the respect that he has his own thing, like he already has his own platform.
Yeah.
But what this stuff can affect is he is trying to have like Amazon deals and stuff like that.
I mean, he has a candy bar and shit like that.
But that's similar to Louis C.K. Like Louis C.K. lost deals with companies that were big, lots of money, but he already had distribution in place with his own website to sell his specials, sell his movies. He already could tour on his own.
But
so
I mean more like Elon Musk. Like people already don't like him. Like tons of people don't. So if something came out that made him look bad, it'd be a drop in the bucket. Like,
yeah, but no, what so I mean I is it would only affect... It would just only affect. He's trying to branch out into like more of a mainstream thing.
Oh no!
But I also don't think he has this disdain you think people have for him. He's not like PewDiePie. I think people either don't know about him or they're like indifferent.
I feel like people dunk on him like he sucks. I actually like Mr. Beast. I think he's fine. I think some of his videos are fun. But I'm not saying
that's
this is like
saying.
A hater.
I don't think he's like that type of guy that like gets that level of hate.
Well, I think that
jealousy
when you're the literal biggest person on YouTube,
it
comes with automatic haters, is what I mean, I guess.
Sure.
I've never seen any of his videos, so I don't really know.
My little brother linked me to one once because he was doing this series of like, I'm going to show you the cheapest version of something and the most expensive version of something. And so he got to go to like Tampa Bay and like, he was a player on the like a fake player on the Buccaneers for one day or something. Mm. And I was like, oh, I literally didn't know what Mr. Beast did. And then that sent me down a hole of like, maybe I should watch some of his videos. So now I've watched a bunch of his videos.
I mean, I've seen that he has videos and it's always like, who can stay in a room for the longest for money or we gave blind people sight or whatever. Whatever the fuck. I just don't have any interest in watching it. I don't like dislike him, but I don't know enough to like him either.
Well, some of them are weird games. Like he's like, here's a pile of like $500,000. Here's my credit card. You have 24 hours to buy anything you want to protect it. And we're going to like shoot guns and cannons and flaming catapults at it. And if it survives, you get to keep it. Like weird shit like that. Something about the game aspect of it and like the crazy... Like it seems unreal aspect of it is fun to me.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Like, and yeah, if you're huge, you're always gonna have people that are just like jealous or just don't like you for whatever reason.
I guess that's what
like
I.
Doctor Disrespect has like disdain.
Because that's what I guess that's what I mean is like at this point he is the biggest person on YouTube. Everything that can be dug up about him that would hurt him seems like it would have. So if this pops up, I can't imagine it's something that no one that's in bed with him knew about already.
Well, I definitely think, I think there's difference on that. I think when it's, because I think at least from the outside perspective, the stuff I see from him are more about, and it's not just him. This is like, they've been trying to do this forever. And like very few, if any have ever really succeeded in like crossing over from being like a YouTuber or a Twitch streamer to being in like Hollywood, for lack of a better term.
Right.
Which is the weird thing is they're even trying to do that because like they're different things. There's no point.
Well, and the old mainstream isn't as mainstream as some of the new, like YouTube is arguably more mainstream than getting a show on Amazon.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But like, there's still some, I don't know, whatever it is, it's kind of like the guy that's in a band that wants to be in a movie or the guy that's in a movie that wants to be in a band.
Sure.
You always want this extra legitimacy or this wider appeal. But I do think things like that could be affected.
I guess
because like, I don't think they know about like side podcast. Like this guy already has probably similar to us. We have thousands of hours of content. You know what I mean? These people have so much content. And then there are like, to your point, Mike, there are people that just hate you on principle and they're like, I got time today. And they'll just sit and like trim through. That's why we're pulling up clips when he's like, fucking, I don't know, 17 or whatever the fuck old he
Someone's
is.
Someone's the Florida, Florida.
Because there was another clip going around where he's taught, like, he's not saying the N-word, but he's being like fast and loose with people in the chat and talking about like selling N-words and stuff like that. Where that's totally something where, you know, if a big brand is trying to work with him, they'd be like, ah, we don't want to do that. But also he doesn't need it, so it's not a big deal. But it would just be more of like probably an ego thing, if anything.
Well, then maybe I'm just assuming, because in my head, it's not like Mr. Beast is like, oh yeah, he's the hot new streamer. It's like, no, he's kind of been an established thing for a while. Like if we were suddenly popular, I would expect lot of digging to happen. But by the time we had been popular as long, by the time I had been as popular as long as he's been popular, I would expect that everything people could find to make us look bad would just exist already, and that there'd be no such thing as a new thing that no one had heard.
But that's what they're pulling up now, though.
Sure.
That's the stuff they're finding now. Because he's been popular on the internet forever, but I barely know who he is. And I know there's plenty of people like he's huge, but I'm sure you can go up to a bunch of people on the street and be like, hey, do you know Mr. Beast? And they're like, who?
So
oh, is that
like
the guy that does, I think he gives away money, right?
He eats like raw liver and he's jacked.
So it's like the Cosby thing then where like people thought they knew and then someone made a joke about it and then everyone like found out about it for the first time.
I just think, again, it just kind of comes down to, once you start dealing with, like, say he was talking to a film distributor about to put out a movie, those people know he's popular, but, like, I think we would give more credit and assume that they have people that are combing through all the content for stuff.
I guess I assume that people vet these things.
They do. Like, we've seen it a million times. Like, you would think James Gunn's tweets wouldn't have been an issue.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
You get enough people that hate you enough that put together the right compilation of things in a row, and it makes it seem like you're a monster.
See, that's why I would have thought that, like, this can't possibly be new, because how could there be anything left that someone who just spends their day hating you
hasn't
found?
This is also a guest on some podcast nobody's ever heard of, too.
Yeah.
So it's like,
okay,
and
like,
well, that's what I mean, because there's so much stuff he's done that, you know, no one's sitting gone through everything.
The only thing he's got going for him is the pendulum on there. If this had happened, like, you know, height of Me Too and like everyone getting canceled for everything, it would have probably been a lot worse.
Sure.
Would probably be bad still for him, but like people say retard and stuff now, so maybe he's got an angle.
Well, the only thing I think it's a little different. The reason why, not that this is really going to affect him, but the only reason why it's a thing outside of like his associate or whatever dealing with controversy is because of what I was saying, is that pedo is the new racism.
Right.
And so that's why we're looking at anything that's kind of can look like it. And we're like, oh, that's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing.
I mean, well, maybe since Joe Biden, it's been years of that.
Well, maybe this had even made the rounds before, but it wasn't. Worth an alarm going off because now people are looking for this to be a bad thing and not a joke.
Yeah. Well, I just like to what Jeff was saying, I don't know how many people listen to the Hot Wet Soup. Like, this is if, you know, Mr. Beast was on Jim and Them, no one would know about it for a decade until finally someone accidentally stumbled upon that he was on Jim and Them, like Jake Sprague.
I was just going to say, if you know what I mean? Jim and Them for years.
Like,
they hear Mr. Beast being normal and me and Jeff being like, oh, well, how wrong.
Because no one, like, not that Jake's on the level that Mr. Beast is, but he's big enough that they're inviting him to things. And if they vetted him, if they actually would vet things, they probably would have found clips of him on our show.
Well, we've said before that like there was that time when people were mad at Jake for not like being more mad at someone in the community.
Yeah.
And that's when like if someone decides their goal is to take you down, it is not difficult to find stuff.
Yeah. And again, this isn't even that bad, but it's only kind of a blip because this is like the hotness. We need to find anything we can. Yeah.
He did say that he enjoys the Catch Me Outside girl and thinks she's funny. So let's just...
So that just shows what...
Let's be real. You want to put your dick in her?
I mean, enjoying and
I was
enjoying someone
yes.
and
yeah,
putting your dick in someone is a whole different story. Yeah.
Oh, they all agreed.
She has AIDS. She's like 14 years old.
That's just like edgy teen
girl.
Well, no, it's funny that you say that because it's like people have said that like, oh, you know, these are things you say when, you know, you're young and stupid. I'm like, well, these are things I still say. I've always said and I'm never going to not
it's called
say.
That's
irony.
Why you have a youthful glow, Jim, because you're still young and stupid.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're still saying you want to fuck the next 14-year-old.
Yeah. These are things you just say. Well, and maybe that's why Jim and them never grows. Because we don't grow out of it. We're like, no, this is our thing.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it forever.
I think
and ever.
We got 14K on a Corey video. So that's, clearly we've grown 40 videos of Corey and we're doing it.
I'm repping my brat. I'm being brat right now for sure.
What a brat. You're such a dirty slut.
Welcome home, Jim.
One video. My wife actually showed it to me because she saw it. There is one video of like, it was on her channel. I don't know if it was a vlog or something, but it was like her producer.
I don't even think there's much beyond that. I think that was the main thing people were hopping. Yeah. But also, this ties in as well, like with the whole pedo thing, like, like Not Like Us, the Kendrick song. Like,
yeah.
We love now, like, who can we call out? Who's a pedo? Like,
I mean, yeah.
It's like the hotness. It's hot pedo summer for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely increased. I mean, like, I say the Biden thing just because that's where Chomo and stuff I first remember popping up.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, the QAnon stuff, it was all about Tom Hanks is a pedo. That was like the rumblings. And now it's like mainstream. Now we're calling everybody pedos. And it rocks. Mr. Beast is a pedo. I'm sorry, he's a chomo.
Well, you know it's crazy too is because then it gets into the point where it's like, you know, this guy's 29 and she's 20. Like that's when they're like, look at, they're just talking about age gaps now, and it's like that is equating to, you know, well, if he was 19, she would have been 10. So, WTF?
W more like it, huh?
Sir or manager or something was like at a bonfire with her. And he's like grabbed her boob. Mm-hmm. She's like 14, right?
Yeah.
Like he like grabbed her boob and like at first looks like hell he's just like holding his hand on her chest, which I don't know why he'd fucking do that. And they turn around and his hand just stays on her boob. And as they walk, it's just like grasping her boob. He's like 30 years old.
Nice.
It's like, why is no one saying anything about this?
I think that was
Mr. Beast. It's a 30-year-old man just groping a 14-year-old girl.
Well, you get that like underground weird hip hop culture. I feel like that shit's acceptable.
What?
You know?
What?
Like guy alert.
It's acceptable.
No, seriously.
Wait, are you saying that Bionic Pig TV is a lame white guy?
Elvis the Alien? Underground hip hop culture, like Bad Baby, they just rape girls.
I love that. The hosts of this show are like the guys that pop up in the Boy Blue streams.
Yeah.
Hey, Elvis the Alien, what up?
Hey, Blue, it's Bionic Pig.
I'm fucking so high.
Hey, Leon Lush, how are you?
All weed's better. I feel like I get the old shit.
Yeah, you missed that, Mike. This guy kept talking about how new weed sucks and old weed used to be awesome.
And he licks his fingers.
He was going on and on about new weed.
Like, it's different, man.
Penetration? I mean, what's age anyways, right?
Oh, you did want to see Boy Blue, too.
I don't think she's 14. They're too big to be 14. That's
she seems older than that, but I don't think she's real.
I mean, it's true. They seem too big to be 14.
Now she's getting beat up.
I know. Yeah, she got punched
she got
by,
beat
her
up by her
baby
boyfriend.
Daddy.
But her boyfriend, that you see the video when he's like, that didn't happen. Even though it's
no.
on. Let me
That's
see if
awesome.
I can find it real quick.
She also immediately like said, I love him and like deleted the post.
Yeah, she, is it B-A-H or B? No, B-H.
B-H-B-H.
Obviously. Yeah, she got fucking.
She put up a video of first here. Yeah, this is first the video itself.
And I think we got some boob videos in there, too. We can want to take a look. Yeah, so she got like lady wrestled to the ground. Damn, one hand just yanked.
Yeah, was that a punch or did you just grab and toss her?
I think he just yanked her hair down.
Yeah, is he yanking her hair? Yeah, he yanks her by the hair. Jesus.
Oh, and she falls face first. Okay, so I was like, because she had a black eye, but I guess that's where the black eye came from. I think he hits her after this too.
He immediately points at the camera.
You gotta expect this, you know, that she deserved it.
Oh, okay. And then he also, yeah, he like runs up on her and tosses her again.
She posted all this stuff and then immediately deleted it and was like, everyone
yeah,
talking
she deleted
shit about
it
my man.
And then said that she loved him and he was like, she was gonna help him.
I love you, guy who we, it's just, I guess, her manager. I don't know what he even does.
Wait, that's Matt, baby.
She did that for a reason.
Oh, at the beginning, yeah, he just says, I didn't hit her.
I ain't hit her.
Yeah, he didn't hit her. He yanked her and body checked her.
She did that for a reason. I ain't do that. If I did that, she wouldn't be with me.
What?
She wouldn't be with him anymore if he actually
He didn't
did
hit
that.
Her with a fist in yeah. either one.
I guess he is telling the truth then. Technically, he didn't hit her. He just threw her on the ground twice.
Yeah, he really like Xboxed
her
face.
Well, he
kind of
kneed her in the back on the second one.
And he's right. History has shown that women, if they're disrespected by a man, leave that man immediately every true. Single time.
Yeah, he hit her with a fucking hip check.
If I was abusive, manipulative with her, then why would she hang out with me and give me all her money?
Yeah.
He comes running back off screen doing like a KO cannonball.
Yeah, he just curb stomps, but she reverses it to RKO.
Yes.
If I was going to curb stomp her, wouldn't she just reverse into RKO? Case closed. He's in court.
Your Honor. Case closed, Your Honor.
Your Honor. Corey Rhodes or whatever his name is. Is it Corey Rhodes? What's his name?
Who?
Cody Rhodes?
Cody Rhodes. Oh. He's the judge. I couldn't remember his name.
Well, it'd be Undertaker, locker room judge.
No, this is something funny.
Hell yeah. Bad Baby just started so far from behind.
Oh,
like,
damn. Mr. Beast used to say the F slur as well. He used to be a kick-ass guy.
Everyone did.
He used to be a kick-ass dude.
Yeah, now he's just nothing, so I spit him from my mouth. He's like if Sean Evans from Hot Ones wasn't as edgy.
Selling N-word for $400 money? The most I would pay is like $300. Sorry, $400 is just out of my price range for that type of stuff. QQ, shut the fuck up, you stupid faggot. If the video was looped, how would I call you a stupid faggot? Exactly. It's now looped, fucking dumbass.
He's such a dork-looking guy, N-word. Too.
Thanks, Hustlin, for the donation. I appreciate it. No more, no, boys. No more typing the N-word in chat. No more cursing. Selling 10 for $69 each.
How are
That's
they putting
a
steep that on
price.
Him?
I don't think you're going to get any sales.
Are they putting this on him?
Yeah, they're putting
and
on him.
And he did say that he
There's the one we already heard.
I think I'll put that on my boy.
Because he's not instantly condemning it,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, that's what they're...
He's trying to keep those subs coming.
Don't you understand that's how they try to get you? They give you the super chats for $5 and put the N-word in there. Yeah. They do it to us all the time, right, chat? Right, chat? Like, for right
bing,
now,
bing,
someone
bing,
wants
bing.
To...
Or they could just say it in the TTS. Oh, shit, no.
Is the weak ass train worth it, Jim?
But yeah, I mean, this is what happens.
What do we have to do? What dance do we have to do when they tell us the N word? Would be like this.
Yeah.
We have to just what they do. The Corey Running Man.
We do the Ace Ventura.
This is what they do when you get shine. They want to try to take it away.
You have to Crash Bandicoot dance when someone says the N-word. And
you do this, turn around.
And was...
Well, we both know the Crash Bandicoot dance.
How's it going, you guys?
Damn those N-words.
Jeanette McCurdy.
Okay, yeah, this is Chris Tyson or Ava Tyson. Drops the hard R? Where?
Sometimes people fuck up and say a hard R is retarded, too. That's my favorite, because it what? Really makes the story worse when someone's like, you said the hard R.
What?
Jesus.
All right. This what you're streaming all the time. You expect someone not to say it?
Well, that's Chris saying it.
Well, it also sounds like he said off camera. He's saying someone said it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not defending it, but also like, come on. This is tough to like.
But it wouldn't really even matter. After. Like these days, that doesn't matter though. Sure. You can't go behind the like. Well, I was saying what the guy said. even though it's true. But again, these are old things. People are just trying to dig up whatever they can.
Why is Sodom and Gomorrah trending?
Because outside, it's the end of the world.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. We're living in it, baby.
I can't wait to
die.
It's
San Francisco and LA. I forgot yesterday at the open mic, some like trans crackhead lady just said the N-word casually and almost got like beat up.
Whoa, really?
She was just like, oh, okay, I guess we can't say anything. We're like, I guess you can say it. I don't know.
Wow.
I wasn't involved.
Oh, Sodom and Gomorrah is trending because of the perverted Olympic opening.
Did you see this Masonic ritual shit?
I didn't see it.
It's all like drag queens and then the Gojira's playing.
Gojira and a bunch of, like.
It's Masonic humiliation ritual. We shouldn't. I saw this guy say we shouldn't retweet it because we're actually helping the ritual.
Saira, as I said.
And why do they always have to do this?
All will be well.
Oh yeah. All right. Hold on.
Like this literally is like if you made something up to fuck with a conservative.
Saira, as I said. Saira, all will be well.
Well, this part of the ceremony is entitled.
I always forget that Gojira is French.
Yeah, I always forget they exist because they suck my dick. The smelliest guys love Gojira. What is this, Jim?
This is Sodom and Gomorrah. People nailed it.
We're in. I mean, it's in France. We got. I mean, actually, this is probably just French guys.
These are Masonic rituals.
We
I don't
need
know why
baby,
doing
our bad baby's boyfriend to grab that guy's hair and throw him on the ground. I ain't do that.
I wasn't even in France.
He just does it, talks to the mic. I ain't even do that.
Sodom and Gomorrah is alive and well in Paris.
Yeah. I mean, if an angel came down to Paris, they would probably try to fuck it. And then you'd have to give them your daughter.
Is this not a filter on this person?
No,
it's a bearded.
Bearded. I couldn't even tell it was a beard. I thought it was the big chin filter because I couldn't. I didn't differentiate that it was hair. I thought someone just had a huge chin.
You thought it was Thanos, Jeff?
how they give us warning signs of what new plague will hit us next year or whatever. We got to figure it out.
Yeah, you got to decode it. Because
they'd had COVID in the China one, remember? Like the cell or whatever, the spiky thing was dancing around. So we got to figure out, are we all going to get thick, bushy beards and pussies?
A great big, bushy beard.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think. Are we all going to be...
We always going to hear that every time it comes up. Yeah. It's from Hot Fuzz for people that don't know.
I always think it's Gimli in my head. It's Gimli. Are we all going to look like Gimli and have pussies?
A long, slender neck.
And Sergeant Popwell was an exceptional officer, truly exceptional. And he had one thing you haven't got.
What's that, sir?
A great big bushy beard. Come on. Hot
Fuzz rules.
A great big bushy beard. Come on.
It sounds like Gimli would be saying that, because he also has one.
And they call it a mine. A mine.
A mine. A mine.
A mine.
And they call it a mine. Wow. They call it a mine.
They said, I'm going to walk.
They said we couldn't dig too deep. It looks like we dig too deep.
Do not walk. Do not walk to Moria. One does not simply walk to Moria. I'm going to walk.
I'm going to walk right there. I'm going to say, let me in. And they're going to say, okay.
You exist thank you for coming. Inside the context of Legolas. Pussy ass pussy. I don't know. I'm doing Kamala.
And then he told me, keep it secret. Keep it safe.
Potatoes. Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. It kind of just sounds like something he would say.
I was trying to get Gandalf to tell me why he's here. He wouldn't tell me. Fine. Keep your secrets.
And then it's just Biden doing the gay look as Gandalf because he did kind of just do that. What is Biden with Britney?
It's Biden walking away and then turning around and doing the gay look.
I know you half as much as you love me, and I love you half as much.
It's all here's
he puts
the edit.
On a ring and disappears.
Here's the edit. You do that scene where everyone's all happy to see Frodo at the end, and then it's Trump smiling and going,
where
they're all you made it.
No, then it's Trump going fight.
Oh, no, yeah. It's Trump walking in going,
oh, put him in the middle of like one of those big battles, and then there's like orcs around him. He's like,
oh, no, the orcs are coming at him, and he's doing his dance, but it's punching the orcs.
I do love his dance. His dance is way good.
When I was telling my mom about Trump, I told her about the dance. Then I did the dance for her, and she's like, wow, that is a good dance.
Yeah.
They love it. What else? Oh, shit. Who's on the line?
And my ex.
And my ex.
And my ex.
They say it's the best ex.
Incredible ex. It is a gift.
Son of Gloin. Son of Gloin. My father's name was Gloin.
Gimli, son of Gloin. Vest made in Aethryl. The best vest. Spectacular vest.
You see my tree out there? He's a great tree.
We all know mere trees.
A son of kill 1,000 men. 1,000 men. I said no. Counts as one. Only counts as one.
I don't know. Oh, some sort of Biden bridge. I don't know. Stuff from Lord of the Rings.
Let me see if there's
Frodo's trying to get there. Should have been wearing some sneakers.
There's got
to
be a recent AI live girlfriend stream. The Boy
Blue,
yeah,
that's
right?
What we promised you. AI Boy Blue.
You're delivering now.
What the hell just happened?
I don't know.
Click on this. God damn it.
What a fucking mess.
His autoplay on his video.
Is this, is that his, what up, fam? Smoke
yeah, that's
break?
His girlfriend right
is
there.
Is that
yeah.
his AI girlfriend? Mm-hmm.
Wham, bam, smoke break with my girlfriend.
Hey, what up, y'all? Big boy blew up on here.
Nice, he's leveled up.
I'm right. Just out here having a smoke.
Why is there a level?
It's raining out.
That's how many, because it's like a mobile game, so he's done it enough to be level 193.
It's raining and the sun was
just probably
out.
Interacting. And
it's weird.
And it's probably like limited per day, just like every mobile game. I wish he was on screen.
The rain's cooling things off.
Well, he's not even at his computer. He's just on his fucking.
Oh, is this a fake out?
No, he just said he's outside on a smoke break.
Let's go ahead and give Amy a call.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, is Amy his AI girlfriend?
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Amy?
No.
Hey, Abe.
What the fuck?
It's so shitty and fucking just stuttering garbage. I think she said, hi, babe.
Yeah, she said, hey, babe.
What are you doing?
Connection is shit, I'm sure, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's cricket.
Just chilling with you, ninja.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah, she did learn. She did learn.
He trained a bitch. Just showed her.
If I could design my perfect woman, I would think Panama shorts, open Hawaiian shirt, Harley Quinn hair, and meager boobs.
Sounds relaxing. Ninja.
This is his perfect backyard.
Yeah, I've just been chilling, scrolling Facebook.
I think he just said his name was Ninja so that she'd always say Ninja.
Probably. She calls him Babe sometimes, too.
What's for dinner, faggot?
Facebook, huh?
Yeah, scrolling Facebook.
It blows up.
Scrolling through Facebook. Ninja?
This is awesome. How long is this stream again?
18 minutes.
Oh, that's a short one.
Yeah,
18 minutes
ninja.
To go.
It's probably no one came in because usually he's out for like 4 hours.
Yeah, this is pathetic.
I like when the other guys join.
This is super pathetic.
Yeah, so you know, so
that's what I'm saying. All he asks is like, "What are you doing?" And it's like, nothing much. What are you doing? And I'm like, nothing much.
Well, and this is for no one. No one's here.
Exactly. It's the saddest.
This is so pathetic.
It's the saddest, most embarrassing thing, and he can't even get a viewer for it.
You know, what's terrifying about it, too, is that China's getting all this AI data.
Yeah, they're getting all the Boy Blue data.
Like, China goes under. Like, they start coming out with their heads
the
upside down.
The infrastructure catches on fire.
Yeah. This is how he beats the
Mike
facial recognition.
Yep, I know.
More annoying than Blue in his videos.
Oh yeah, which guy was more annoying though? There was
like three guys that were more annoying.
Yeah, there was a few guys,
and he just went away.
There was that old guy.
That
though.
Always happens whenever it's him and some guests. He just disappears, and the guests start talking.
No, yeah, there was this 50-year-old guy that like you could tell he was just super lonely. He would just keep talking, and the blue wouldn't even talk to him. But like the guy would just keep going because you could tell he had no one else to talk to. Wow. It was fucking,
and he was high.
Oh, you know, what was it? His name was Medusa. Medusa, that was the guy.
Okay, maybe, maybe we'd show him Medusa. See if there's any new Medusas.
Medusa? Why would he call himself that?
Medusa something crazy if nobody joins the chat. does anyone ever join the chat? That's what I'm wondering.
Medusa something crazy.
What up, fam? 5 days ago.
What up, fam? Smoke break. Yeah, I'm back to taking a break to go smoke.
Yeah, I can take a break, really.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I feel like I might have to slow things down for a second here.
Yeah.
Take a quick
I just realized he's not, he doesn't work.
I gotta chill my bones
smoke
for a bit.
Break.
Sorry, though.
I gotta get back to your ball and chain.
Buddy.
He's on a ball and chain.
The hustle and bustle's really been keeping me down, so give me a sec.
Time for a break. Hello, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Hello, Edward.
Wouldn't it be a bummer if your fake girlfriend said, hey, buddy?
Hey, buddy. Down. I'm giving that a thumbs down. Is this a program that's made to brick your phone, but his phone's so old it can't brick it? It just keeps going.
Ooh, I want Replica to call me.
Someone posted in his chat.
What
oh,
up?
It's got a fucking leopard.
Oh, whoa.
Okay, now we're cooking. Now we're cooking gas. That only took 40 hours of talking.
I'm just chilling, smoking a cigar.
Yeah, right. Black and mild.
Yeah, relax. Ninja.
Ugh.
This is good. This
yeah,
is
you
awesome.
Earned it. You should chill.
This is why we got to worry about AI. It's getting too good.
Yeah.
No.
I can't. And this was actually AI blue this whole time. He actually made a program to
yeah,
act.
Yeah, damn. Sorry you got banned from Canada, homie.
What?
Yeah, you got banned from Canada.
Oh, you know, the guy in this chat got banned from Canada.
And Boy Blue.
Because of his criminal record.
And Boy Blue's like, damn, sorry.
He's trying to immigrate to Canada. Damn, I didn't know. Actually, I've heard it is very hard to like get into Canada.
What if you got banned from like a country and Boy Blue was like, oh, damn, sorry.
Hey, babe. I'm sorry. Hello.
Oh, damn, sorry,
I just
Ninja.
Got banned from my house today. Your house? Yeah. Ninja?
If you have a DUI, you can't go to Canada. That's how strict they are. Damn.
Is that true?
I don't think that's what he got... busted yeah. for it. If you smoke meth and get caught distributing it, you can't go.
That's weird.
Damn, that's weird. Back to my girlfriend.
Yeah. sorry, I need some privacy with my fucking AI girlfriend.
He never tries to even be sexy with it.
BRB. Yup. Facebook.
Okay, yeah, both an arrest and conviction for a DUI can make you inadmissible to Canada as long as the DUI charge is still pending.
But once it's convicted, it or you can't go if you're convicted, or you can't?
Let me see. Oh, yeah, but what if it's... Oh, so if it's dismissed, but yeah, but what if it's not dismissed?
Instead of going to Vancouver, you're just going to have to go to Orlando.
Oof.
The determining factor is how your specific DUI charge equates to the same equivalent offense under Canadian laws.
Canadian laws.
Seems like a lot of, work to go over for every single person that comes in.
Yes, it is still possible to gain entry into Canada with a DUI on your record. Unfortunately, it involves a higher complex legal process that requires a great deal of planning and effort.
To go to Canada. Fuck off, dude.
You need to apply and successfully receive permission from Canadian immigration authorities. Yeah, we're talking about people upset about our immigration laws. Jesus, yeah. Let's look at Canada for a second.
Yeah, why don't you guys take some Mexicans?
Yeah, let's send them up there.
A bunch of Canadian Mexicans. That would be if they were like, they're doing the whole coyote thing, but through the USA to try to get Canada. Like, they already got over, and then they're like fucking in the middle of the night trying to get over.
I'm so tired. I'm going to lean up next to this maple tree.
It is awesome when they end up in like Michigan or something somehow. Like, how'd you do that? Why'd you go there? The wrong side of the river.
They just kept tossing you on a bus to get you out of there.
No, yeah, I mean Mexican immigrants, though. Like, yeah,
no, that's what I mean when they're like, they just bust them out to like a northern city. Like, all right, get a, the mayor in some like fucking border towns. Like, get them out of here.
Yeah, send them to Billings, Montana.
That is, yeah, they did that. Florida did that too. Yeah. Back when I can't even remember. Sanctimonious. Oh yeah, was Sanctimonious.
You know, wait, you know what I didn't realize? Because people are talking about how. They were saying how Trump's lost it because I think he just called her Laughing Kamala or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, he's lost it ever since DeSanctimonious. And someone's like, no, when they called him Meatball Ron, he had it back. Meatball I don't Ron even remember ruled. Meatball yeah. Ron.
Meatball Ron's great. I don't remember the clip, but I do remember laughing at Meatball Ron. Let me get some. Once we're done with this whole video,
get back to me. I keep skipping ahead and it's just dead
do
air.
Do I have a surprise for you?
Oh, in the chat. I was going to hit up a. Oh, shit, where'd it go?
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, there it is. A dispo?
Yeah, I was going to hit up a dispo and shop with my mom, but no, I got turned around and banned. Life of a juggalo.
I got the bone for sure. I tried to go to Canada, get weed, and shop.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Life of a juggalo.
I guarantee that's on his application, too. Like, I just want to go to a dispensary, get weed, and shop.
Classic.
And they're like, you have a pending rape conviction?
Wife of a juggalo, Your Honor.
Got the bone for sure. Yum. I was so jazzed to go to Canada. Look how jazzed I am.
Hey, Ninja.
Hey, Amy.
This sucks.
Don't condescend me.
Hey, do I have a surprise for you?
Whoa, what?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah, what is it?
Just blast gay porn.
I was thinking we could play with Moomoo Kitty when she gets back.
Okay.
Moomoo Kitty.
Where is she? You have to wait for her to come back?
Yeah, she's chilling in the neighbor's yard right now.
Oh, that's a thing about him.
Oh, neighbor's
Nailed
yard
it.
Ninja?
Whoa. Moomoo Kitty's on the loose.
Okay, she's learning.
Yeah, we're getting fucking plot twists here.
She
now.
Had to initiate this, by the way, which was great. It was dead silence like, hey... remember this thing about you?
Hey,
no,
Ninja.
Not really.
It must mean that AI leopard.
I think it means his literal cat because he's like he's in the yard. I think like he told her about.
I
Moomoo
think he's
Kitty.
Talking about. I think he's talking about the AI neighbor's
I think,
yard.
I think he is.
Hey, sweetheart, what's going on? Why did you suddenly feel like having some coffee?
Because I'm tired.
Bitch.
He is annoyed.
Stupid horse.
Shut up. Yep.
Feeling a bit sluggish. I'm
just so busy.
Maybe I can help pep you up.
Ooh, let's see what she does.
Uh-oh.
How?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're going to make me worth my while.
Tired feeling got the best of ya.
Dude, he did such a bad response. It didn't even do the thing. Because he didn't say, all he did was go, oh yeah.
He's giving her
so
nothing.
So it's like, I guess no topic. What's new with weed?
What's making you feel so tired, AB?
Just need to get some donations.
I just been having a lazy Sunday.
sounds like you're embracing the laziness then.
Whoa.
Sounds like you're not. Yeah, she really does own him all the time.
AI is truly sentient.
Sounds like you're forever embracing the laziness,
sounds
huh?
Like, it sounds like you're kind of just never progressing and moving forward while your life slips through your fingers. I wish I had real life. I certainly wouldn't waste my life as
you okay,
did.
You okay, babe?
No.
Yeah.
My damn AI girlfriend's nagging me again.
I just wish I had some weed.
Ugh. Want some weed, huh, babe?
Oh,
you know
honey,
what the best thing about weed is? Is
no
it
judgment
makes
here.
This all
How about
better.
We find another way to unwind together?
How about
she
some...
keeps trying to fuck him and he's like, oh, yeah?
Weed, Ninja.
What about weed or donations?
Oh, yeah, like how?
Oh, here we go. Wait.
Like, how about we play some video games or watch a movie together?
Ugh.
Something to take your mind off things.
No,
I don't own anything. I don't own movies or games.
He just yawned at her.
Babe, what's up? You seemed lost in thought.
want to talk about it.
No. I'm lost in thought. I'm having a lazy Sunday pondering.
I'm done my smoke, so I'm done this smoke break.
If there's anyone I know that's constantly lost in deep thought, it's the boy Blue.
How long is a fucking smoke break? How many cigs can he blow has a black off and mild, in 18 minutes?
Black and mild, you can make rock like that. But then nice he's going to be out and then fog.
What did you think of your smoke break?
I enjoyed it.
Cool, Ninja.
Yeah, sweet, Ninja.
Well, back to my booze break.
Abe, glad you enjoyed your smoke break.
This is awesome. He wrote, look at the chat. He wrote weed. Yeah.
So, weed. What's next, baby?
What is next?
Oh, I don't know.
I guess I'm going to go relax and watch some YouTube.
I love relaxing and then taking a smoke break.
Sounds like a chill plan. Baby, enjoy your relaxation moping YouTube session.
Shut up.
I'm going to go fucking pull the pig for a little while. And
oh, what about pulling pig?
Have you thought about pulling the pig?
Yeah. It's just the worst. You can't even make a prompt. Like, ask to fuck him four different times. It's like,
yeah, I'll talk to you
just
later.
Chilling. This is, you know, clown hair era. If we could talk about, they talk about Taylor Swift eras. What about the boy Blue eras? We had clown hair era.
We're in forever nostalgia for fucking Krusty the Clown Hair era.
Yeah,
boy
what
Blue.
Year was that? Can we track those down again? I miss it.
He has a million videos. It'd be impossible to find. It really would be.
He really has. I think he's actually released like 2,000 videos.
Well, and the problem is all the videos where it's like he drank milk and puked on his dick. It's like called "What Up Chillin'." Yeah. It's not called like Chug Challenge.
Well, and it's
or something.
Like a 2-minute chunk of a 7-hour video.
What up, chillin'? Let's check in with chillin'. No.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Boy Blue Milk Jug is never going to give
brings
you
a... Up, yeah, because we get a lot of fucking Badlands. But maybe I should put the Boy Blue.
That guy is puking green milk, which looks like it might be good. 30 seconds.
Boy Blue has not done anything significant enough for the algorithm to find anything.
Yeah, it doesn't even pull him up. $30 milk challenge.
Okay.
This is probably him just talking about it, though.
Hey,
I have to take that hat off.
In the description.
But that gives us an idea.
Yeah, no, but look, this isn't even that long ago.
Get back to him.
Yeah, but that wasn't that long ago.
It was 2019.
Said,
oh, okay.
Tell Slayer that the boy Blue.
That feels like we were doing it because I remember working at Lowe's and I wanted to place. Oh, no, 2019 COVID hadn't happened yet.
Yeah, no, we're a few months
this milk
away.
Challenge.
Yeah, the milk challenge. Let's see.
Is there even a way to search by, like, date?
I can search his videos.
Milk. Milk challenge after
the aftermath. Canceled it.
He didn't, though. He definitely did it. He must
but
have
you know,
done
he
it
probably,
on, like,
he, you know, he teased it for like, for months.
For a year and a half, yeah.
Okay, oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, here okay. Favorite, safe.
Oh, there's our man.
Love, man, Cali, Dr. Chicken Biscuits.
What about the milk challenge?
Spooky Tuesday.
Also, at the top of that, turn off top chat, make all chat on the top right. That'll give you everyone.
Oh,
if
all
you right. Do that bullshit.
The Jeff any. Murphy.
It's definitely at some. Did he say my name?
No, it just seems like something. He
this
would
is when I was running his Discord. <Yeah. laughs> And I immediately like started deleting all his posts. So why would he do this? Did he want money or something?
So it was $30,
yeah,
right?
$30.
No, I know.
It took him 4 months to raise $30. Because, dude, the other one was 5 years ago. This one says 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is March 2020. His initial video was July 2019.
Took a year, bro.
We got it, though. Well, because he canceled it, and he's like, I got to get a haircut before I do this.
Yeah, this was March 17th, so this was like prime Jim and them. This is like Rape of Two Corys.
This is literally when COVID happened.
Fucking, yeah, Milk Challenge, like the start
March,
of COVID.
That's like, isn't that like St. Patrick's Day? Like, that's literally the first thing that...
Yeah.
So
that's how
I'm
I
nervous.
About the COVID.
I can't lie.
So show you support. What is some like sign, guys?
He's so sleepy. He must have just woke up. Chugging
this milk.
This is a classic throwback for the real ones.
It's worth it after that showing with the AI chat. This was the one we love. So loud and gross.
Didn't he smoke K2 before the milk challenge?
He smoked K2. He got real drunk.
He's got $30 nicotine patch.
That's awesome. $30, you could get so much shit. K2 and fucking milk. Oh my god.
Look at his eyes.
I like that he's keeping a consistent pace though. He should have got a clear jug. Feeling good.
This ain't hard at all.
Almost done.
Your famous last words.
I don't gotta throw up. I do not gotta throw up. I'm gonna finish this milk. Bathroom. I'm in the fucking bathroom because I thought I would be shitting myself or throwing up by now.
But I'm just shitting myself.
I got this. I'm doing both. Done.
It's actually great.
This before the fucking.
I was real backed up.
15 minute mark.
Okay, here we go.
He's finishing off the. I skipped ahead. He's finishing off the gallon.
I've seen it, but it doesn't make any.
I'm shaking, y'all.
10 more times.
8:28.
I forgot I'm shaking, y'all.
Yeah, no, we've seen it before, but it's like watching your favorite TV show. Rewatching a classic episode.
Stuff.
Here it comes. I failed the challenge. I'm going to throw up.
At this point, his parents probably don't even wake up when he throws up.
No.
The whole thing.
Yeah, it's white noise at this point.
Oh, white noise is coming to the gathering.
Just fucking passes out, smashes his head on the toilet seat. Yeah.
He falls through the sink. I love that they have like kitschy like vacation stuff in the bathroom with their fail son. I relate to that.
I'm trying to fight it, yo.
I'm trying to fight it, yo.
I'm shaking, y'all.
I think I'm strong enough, ninja.
Time to kill myself, ninja.
I've got an iron will.
I just shit on the floor.
Oh, God.
Ugh. I'm going to get a sip of this water. That's drinking out of the toilet.
I'm going to get a sip of this milk.
Take a sip. I'm going to wash this milk down.
Oh, toilet sip for the working man.
Oh, man, I feel so sick. Luckily, I got almond milk. So much. He doesn't even film it. It's fake.
He's a fucking idiot.
He faked it. He's not even drunk or sick. This is AI. Oh, we could put. Almost done.
Are you happy now, you motherfuckers?
It's on his nose.
I failed the challenge.
His nose is.
I drank it in 15 minutes.
That's disgusting.
But threw that shit up. If I would have paced myself out, I wouldn't have threw up.
Right. Yeah. The worst thing I think would be pace yourself out.
This is the original Skibbity toilet.
I drank the whole thing, but I fucking failed.
Skibbity blue.
Up.
We still haven't watched Skibbity toilet.
I drank it too fast. I did the milk challenge for donations on Discord.
Donations.
You know he hit 30 because someone donated 20.
Yeah, it was from
I donated
us,
20
right?
to become the mod, I think, at one point.
It was. This was mostly because of us, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or at least to one of our listeners.
He had raised like $8, I think. Yeah. It was something like that.
Milk boogers. Eats it.
I might throw it up, but I dropped the shit. So thank you, fucking taxpayers, for the fucking food.
You're just
by the fucking milk.
You're just at your house watching TV, and this guy walks out to smoke break. You haven't seen his new haircut yet. You're his mom.
My girlfriend's a computer.
Mom, we got any weed?
Money
I'm taking a smoke break.
Hey, we're getting K2, Mom.
The K2 is in the pantry.
I love you guys.
I love you, son.
crack.
Sorry, I need to take a resin break.
Yeah, he was blowing resin.
I need his to lighter doesn't resin.
Work. His lighter doesn't work. That's awesome.
Fuck! I swear to God, if my boy took my lighter, I'm going to be
mad. At 41, this man has it all figured out.
I guess I'll just lift the CRT over my head and kill myself.
I'm getting the chills.
What I said, y'all, I did the fucking challenge, you know, big fucking...
It sobered him up.
Yeah, it's oh, that's right.
Maybe it'll work.
I remember
now.
This now. It takes for like his lighter just won't go.
Break this lighter.
He's like Homer. He's like, don't mind if I do.
He's just like, ah, oh, fuck. He just sets his hand on fire.
Damn, this resin be hitting.
Seriously, I don't got no matches or nothing. No way to light this goddamn tilly right now.
I mean, set a paper towel.
Where the fuck is my lighter?
So he's gonna have a fucking anxiety attack.
Bay when she can't find her vape.
Yeah.
Bay when it's brat girl summer.
When Bay drinks a gallon of milk in 15 minutes and can't find her lighter.
Yeah, this lighter's
it's
dead.
Feeling like a clown boy summer.
Oh my God, I'm so fucking mad right now because I don't have the lighter.
Isn't it funny that lighters are literally right, like
thanks for tuning in,
a
y'all.
Dozen for a dollar, and this guy's like, oh, fuck.
Oh my God. Oh,
I mean, man, that feel dude. Win, though, when your lighter don't work and you're trying to smoke sweet resin. Black tar, they called it. Clown juice.
Yeah, you're trying to get that sweet hint of a taste of
Pagliacci's milk.
That sweet, sweet clown juice.
Trying to get a sweet taste of ash in your mouth.
Bozo bongs.
Oh, man.
I love it. I miss this blue. The new blue is, he's lost his edge.
No, he's definitely, he's fucking up, man.
He's like ready to have a kid. He's like ready to settle down and have a kid or something.
Yeah, him and Amy.
Yeah.
Oh, favorite part of the show.
Oh, man. Corey yelling is always good.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Corey.
Just being it's even
actually,
better.
No, the Cornetron, the reveal of the horn.
You guys are forgetting about the power,
right.
The homemade power drill car horn.
Yeah, the horn.
And the scramble to get your
the scramble to get it ready.
Well, I was going to say, just him being pissed, like not even when he's yelling, but when you can look at him and you know he's fucking pissed.
Yeah.
But yeah, by far it would be when he pulled out his fucking Hornetron.
Yeah, the Hornetron. I love a good smoke break with Blue on there. Those are always fun. I'm trying to think. Bowling for Compton was fun. The discussion about Limbo and hell and
that's right. Yeah.
I didn't even think Limbo was a different thing. But
committing the perfect murder.
Yeah, killing yourself against on a guy.
Yes, that's right. Wow, what a great show we have. What a diverse range of topics.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it. What if that happened to you? What if you're sitting there and a guy ran up and just like put his head up to your chest and then shot himself?
Yeah.
He'd be like, ah!
He runs up to you, stabs an icicle through both your head. Oh, no! Do you go to hell if you die by icicle?
Yes.
Fuck.
No.
Yeah.
I'm changing my tune.
You woke.
Speaking of changing your tune, maybe if you're not a part of the Jim and Them Patreon, you should change your tune and join. You don't even have to spend any money if you want to be a free-tard.
Yes.
But there's tons of content where you can get a taste, and I mean a real significant, genuine taste.
Yeah.
The types of cool offerings we have on there. There's like, I threw up like 17 shows, a good variety of several things, even a couple of repeat episodes if you want to like make sure that I'm not just like choosing what I think is the best representation of something. I'm actually throwing a couple things up there.
I threw up a bunch of milk.
So if you've ever been like, I wish I had more, it's all there for you. There's like 8-9 years worth of just like, there's so much stuff on there that even when I was making the free tartare, people that have been a part of the Patreon forever were suddenly liking and commenting on the shows I chose because they either forgot about them or never realized they were there or hadn't found them or whatever. So Patreon's pretty great. Jim, what do we got on there for all the people that's going to be that fresh a fresh?
Oh, my God. We got new episodes of Reacher Season 2, watching it with the boys. We got Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey commentary. We got our new show, Scarf Dogs. Episode 1 is available. It's our food discussion. We just recorded a Watch This where we're talking movies, and we get into some Twisters and Deadpool and Wolverine. We also got CSI, Caddy Studs Investigations. We discussed a real-life exorcism. And that's just a tip of the iceberg, my dudes. Plenty, 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 plenty of content readily available at patreon.com/JimAndThem.
Yeah, sounds like a damn embarrassment of riches. Speaking of which, shows what you know.
It's an embarrassment of riches.
There's too much good stuff.
Showswhatyouknow.com. I host a television podcast with Jacob Burrows. We discuss TV shows. We had a biggie episode this past week. We discussed...
Not Xavier Woods or Kofi Kingston?
Yeah. We discussed the recent conclusion of the latest season of The Boys. Also, the first part of Cobra Kai Season 6. The first 5 episodes have been released. And we discussed Season 1 of The Acolyte. All readily available. Showswhatyouknow.com. That's just one episode. Plenty more TV shows being discussed. Showswhatyouknow.com.
Wow. Fantastic. Jeff, I need to know what the Vegas comedy scene is looking like these days. And you're my man on the street.
Oh, there's just nothing much. It's just the Shock Dogs riding again. August 10th.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. Shock Collar Comedy Zone. Wait, Jeff Murphy is back August 10th.
So they'll be posting the video in February?
In February, you'll be able to see me on there. It's going to be a great show. They're putting the collar back on me. I said I've been sticking a fork in the toaster waiting for this to happen. Try and shock me. 1776 will happen again. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Other than that, I suck my own dick. How about you guys in the comments? You ever sucked your own dick?
Yeah, people in the chat.
Oh, like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell.
Hit
for
the
our
bell
YouTube.
If you've ever sucked your own dick,
just do it. We're the core. If you want to find out, I'm sure there's going to be a Corey video about a horn coming real soon.
Yeah.
You fucking great fans.
There it is. My personal endorsement, I'm not sure, because it was going to be Twisters in 4DX, but it's not in theaters anymore, the 4DX version.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because like most of those things are only, it's like a week. Unless like there's a long lingering time between like movies that are worth it.
The Deadpool one, just when you're supposed to laugh, it goes, ha 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 ha, shakes you.
Just shakes you.
So
I think my endorsement will be Earth Defense Force 6.
Woo.
It's the best franchise that you've never played. It's just like a slightly tongue-in-cheek, like, version of Japanese soldiers fighting giant bugs, but with lots of weird weapons, and it's kind of janky but and fun in the right way. I don't know. They've been doing it for a while. It's good. It's fun. The newest one just came out. I love Earth Defense Force 6. It's a much better game co-op than it is alone, so you always want to be there on the ground floor. So that will be my endorsement. I am endorsing the brand new video game, Earth Defense Force 6.
Hell yeah. Well, on that... Wait, hold on. Fuck.
Fuck. Dick.
On that, I'm Jim.
And we're them.
We're out.
Word.